All right, hello guys. How are you doing? Really exciting day today. Yes, is I the 23rd best fireside guy? Hey guys, we're about ready to get going. I have to do some audio engineering here for the stream. This should be better for the people listening on the stream rather than on the Rumble. If you're on the stream, do be aware it will be about 10 seconds delayed or whatever. There is no webcam, Starlet. Very sorry. I've got the stream about as loud as we can go. Let me crank the music down a little bit more. All right, friends. We have a lot to announce today. This is going to be a loaded potato of a fireside. So, let's see where to start. Oops, I did it again. War Edition. We did not plan to be here this soon, this fast. We have a timeline for our war, and we exceeded all expectations. So that has been really good, but it was all planned at the barbecue, and the plans have gone through, but our timeline. Okay. I've got a lot to say, man. I got a lot to say. I don't even know where to start. All right. So I'm going to give you guys the first announcement. Delve and Quirius are being moved out of. That means Brave, IGC, Sons of Bane, Lawn will be joining us across the gap. This is to tighten our space up. That gap is a real pain strategically. And so we want everyone this side of the gap. That means that over the next week, they will be moving out. Yesterday, our friend Gobbins figured this out. He does not know the whole story, and he's about to find out. He is listening too. So our friends are joining us. What that means is that Brave will be moving into our space, and that goons are moving forward. Surprise, we're not leaving. SeaTac-J will be our new capital. After 19 years, we have returned. It will be an all Keepstar chain op to move. This will be our new space. We are going to live on the border. We're not putting Brave on the border. We're not putting Lawn on the border. No one's going to the border. We're on the border, baby. The Perma War is here. We are moving next door to our enemies. We are not. It will be an easy move for you guys. There is no gate to cross, no move ops needed. It will be a Sino chain for you to move at your convenience. So that means that we have a week ahead of us where we are going to be living on our CAD alts. That means you guys are going to be logging into Delve. I looked this up. You can plex your CAD alt for 250 plex and get a week plus some skill points, plus a booster, all kinds of stuff. I'm going to ask you guys. If you can get 250 plex, do that. Get your CAD alt. If not, just be on that one particular alt. There will be a lot of questions. We will be answering them. Okay, so the first question, I've already seen someone ask it. What about 1DQ? As soon as I'm done telling you all the news, we're going to stay on and have a meeting about 1DQ, the Innominate Palace. So you're free to go if you don't care about the Innominate Palace after this bit. But for anyone who wants to have an opinion and a decision in that, we will be talking to all of you, and we will be basically using the wisdom of goons for what to do with it. So I will discuss that with you immediately afterwards. What does that mean for our future? It means that we are going to be attacking, staying on the offensive. I told you guys we would push until they fight, and so we will be doing that. We will be in SeaTac J6. That is our ancient home. From here, but this will be our staging. It will be a Keepstar only move gene. It will be incredibly simple. I want to talk to you about sort of the reasons why we're doing this. About like, I don't know, a year and a half ago, I was on an Eve talk show. It was probably Mercs or Talking Stations or who knows. And it could have been, it doesn't matter. And I was talking about our attitude toward fighting, and I was talking about how I tell our FCs to take losing fights. If they think they have a way, a plan to win, try to win. And if you do, it's awesome. If you don't, learn from it. And I remember very distinctly that the Horde FC, O'Muskie was in the channel, and he like quoted me back. He thought it was hilarious. He like wrote, someone saved the screenshot. It's great. I still have it. It was awesome. He was like, you know, fight to lose Asher 2023, something like that. And because he thought the concept was inane, he thought it was ridiculous. And I'm telling you that these guys have never understood us. You know, we fight, we lose, we fight, we lose, and we keep getting back up, because goons are not the type of people who are defeated by being knocked down. We're defeated once we don't get back up. And like, we are here now. So we've been calling this internally the War of the Bruises. We got the Keep Tar, the Ruse and the Keep Tar. We had lighting the Sino to get them to warp back and letting us anchor the fort. And then final Ruse, we're moving to SeaTac J. We're not going. We're moving forward. So that's the basic plan right now for what we will be doing. Brave will be moving in here. Lawn, everyone will be moving across the gap. We will be basically shuffling the whole Imperium. Very few people will be staying where they are. I have some other exciting news to share as well. I'm really excited about this. And then I will explain some of the reasons behind the move. And then after we talk about the palace, I will answer questions. I know you guys have a lot of questions. Then I'm going to go brief some of your corp CEOs, and then we're doing other stuff. It is a crazy time, and that's exciting, and that's good. All right. On top of the movement, on top of the relocation, on top of the new stager, I'm super pleased there is a new member of the Imperium. I want to welcome Vapor, technically out of the blue. Most of you know them as Vapor. They are, as of today, Rots is the leader. Many of you are familiar with them. They have been helping us out as an ally, and we wanted to make them permanent. We really believe in these guys. We believe that they could be basically another group like Sigma, who we brought in, who have grown leaps and bounds because of what they did and what we can offer them. And that's what the Imperium is all about. So welcome, Vapor. They will be joining us, and they know what the plan is going forward. All right. So why are we moving forward? I think the most obvious is we want to be on the border. We want that constant action. We want to be able to attack them. Another reason is that this place we're moving to is very dense. We will have over 100 systems directly in range, well over 100 systems. Basically, the most dense space that any goons have ever lived in, other than your personal brain pans. It is really good space for us to live in. Allies will be moving into some of our old space, structures, that kind of thing. That'll all be handled at the corp level. You will get instructions from your corp CEOs. I saw a very interesting thing. There was a guy who joined us from Horde just recently. He joined like a week ago, and he was just marveling at the number of fleets he had available. It was different than his experience that he recalled in Horde. And he was telling one of us, he's like, I've never had any fleet options available. And so I was thinking about that, how we want to be the ones pushing the action. And now, but certainly, immediately with a Titan Bridge, we are one gate from enemy space. I know that Arcadios, Altarari, a lot of our FCs are super excited about being able to just waltz into enemy space and nothing can stop us, right? Only they can stop us. So those are basically the main reasons we are moving. And the other one is that we want to put ourselves in rough situations. It's what I told you about FCs taking rough fights. I want to be where the action is. I want to be close to the enemy. I want to make them guys to be uncomfortable because I want us to be sharp, right? I want us to be tough. I want us to be a fighting organization. So we're going to put ourselves in a place where we can go and we can get a fight. We're not going to be surrounded by crab space. That's not what we want. We're going to have great space. That will be, yeah, that's true. Like, where we live is going to be awesome, but we're also going to have space where we can immediately go and fight. Now, what does this mean for the enemy? They've moved themselves to GTAC U. That is immediately a gate across from EFM, which is going to be in our direct range of our stager. Will they stay there? Will they move all the way back to MJ? Will they go halfway? They're going to have to make some decisions immediately. Like, as soon as we're done talking, they're going to be going to meetings. What do we do, guys? We'll watch what they do. They did not know that was going on. They thought that Brave was going to move into this space. They were wrong. They figured it out yesterday that Brave was moving once Ahsoka was announced. It was pretty obvious, but they didn't know this was happening. So they will immediately be going into meetings. I have a lot more I want to talk about. I'm going to move that to the question section because I want to talk about the palace. So we'll be doing questions afterwards. If you guys don't care about the Innominate Palace, then you guys can tune out now at this point. It's something that's really important to a lot of us because for many of us, you know, it was a place that we defended for, it's named after a friend of ours who passed away. Like, it has a lot of meaning to a lot of people. So I want to talk about this with you and we will decide together. So I'm going to explain what the options are. First off, it has a lot of meaning to our enemies. Our enemies are ineffectually attacked it in the war in 2020 and they were not able to break it. So it has symbolic meaning. So as far as I can tell, there are five options. The first option is to unanchor it. If we unanchor it, I want to be honest with you guys, the odds that it gets unanchored are extremely minimal. 1%. Like, if someone wants to kill an unanchor, they can. They will poop sock it and it will die. So, but we can try it and we can try our best to unanchor it. The next option is a Viking funeral. That is, we kill it ourselves. We blow it up. We send it away and we give it a Viking funeral and we say, thank you for the good times you've given us. You meant a lot to us. And now we salute you. And we send it out to Valhalla. We burn the boat. The third option is we could freeport it. We could open it to everyone. The fourth option is we could null port it, which is basically make it a dead zone. Lock it out to anyone and just leave it. And the last one is we just leave it alone. We don't touch it at all. We just see what happens. Maybe no one shoots it. Like, those are the five options as far as I see it. And I think probably the two most viable, in my opinion, are to attempt the unanchor or to go and do the Viking funeral. And basically, in Elysium, if you want to express your opinion, but I'm reading them and it's very clear what we are. So that was my plan. Question. Loner, I'll get to that question afterwards. Not about when to queue. Okay. I'm reading through Elysium, and I think by acclamation, it's very clear that Viking Funeral is the choice, number one choice by far. I thought that was what you guys would pick. I think that it's obvious. I'd do a poll if it was closer, but yeah, send it to Valhalla. Okay. Well, that answers what we'll do with the palace. We will take the palace, shoot it ourselves, we'll blow it up. That'll be happening in the next week. So on top of what we're doing in Delve, I want you guys to understand, we're going to be in Delve as much as we can. Allies are already there. We will be on our catalogs. I want you logged in by default to your catalogs for the next week. That's why I'm asking you to plex them if you can, because I know you might want to log into other accounts, but I want you ready in Delve on your catalogs, ready to go at a moment's notice. We are going to have a basically 24/7 time in over the next 7 days. It's going to be the kind of effort you thought you need to put in the war. Let's put it into Delve. Okay. That covered what I want to cover. I have other stuff to talk about, but I'll open up the questions and I'll ask some other directors to come on and answer questions as well. There is a lot. I know you guys have a lot of questions. I know you guys have a lot of feelings. We've had a lot of time to think about this move. This move was always the end goal, but the time schedule was much longer. And we did not expect to be here. We expected to be here 18 months from now, but we're here now. And that's fine. we'd rather make it happen faster than slower. So the more time we spent in our old stager, the more you guys would have put down more structures and had more to move. It's already going to be a pain to move. I know moving is not easy or fun. I get it. Like, I'm going to have to pack up a lot of stuff, but it's straight keep star chain. It'll be just Sinos. You don't have to gate anywhere. You can move whenever you want to move. And over the next week, we're not really going to be doing moving. We're going to be focusing on Delve, and then we'll start moving. Jezzes, Stezzes, all that kind of stuff. We definitely have plans for those. And we will answer those for your corp leaders and let them get to you. Sonichi says, well done, Asher. You are making things happen and keeping times interesting. I appreciate that. Okay, thank you for the softball. Now we'll have a lot of questions. What will C-Check J be named? A nominate palace, perhaps? We haven't decided on that. We're considering if this will be, you know, if the funeral will be for the palace name of the nominate palace, or we might make it the KF stager. Not sure. So that's sort of in discussion. But that is definitely an option. Should we be moving from UALX to CTAC J, then, including blops, etc.? So Mortal Strike, everything will be moving from UALX. This will be our new home. CTAC J6 will be our new home. There will not be a, a two-stager, half-stager, anything like that. It'll just be the new place we live. I don't think we'll rename Windy Q. That's going to be the nominate palace till it's gone. And yeah, I was laughing about this with the directors. Our new stager already has a monument. Basically, goons only live in systems with monuments in them.
There's lots of questions about like Beehive and et cetera. So Asher did mention it, but he was rapid firing.
Yeah, let's talk about
it. We are going back to a single staging umbrella. So Beehive will base out of CJ. Main Fleet will base out of CJ. And like we were saying, there's like 100 plus systems in Titan range, so you're not going to have to worry about, oh, well, my corp stuff is under the Beehive umbrella, but not Main Fleet. So, yeah.
Thank you, Sniper. That is a fantastic point. Yeah, go ahead.
Thanks. Oh, I was just going to wrap up. You did it for me. I'm good.
Yeah, fantastic point. Like, we will have one stager, no split staging. I know that was annoying to some people, or just more effort. We're going to have everything in range. This is a really dense region. Like I said, it's going to be the most dense region that basically almost any goon has ever lived in. So it'll be really nice for us to live here as far as convenience. The move is obviously going to be a little bit of a pain, but, you know, that's done. You know, it'll be much better. Okay,
Asher, people a lot of questions about what happens to Delve. On Twitch, by the way.
Okay, they can only hear me?
Yeah.
I do not know how to fix that, to be honest. I'm not going to do live tech support, so...
That's okay. I'll repeat myself in... just tell people I'll repeat myself in Elysium.
Yeah, you'll just write it on Elysium. Yeah, I'll summarize so people on stream can do it. Troy says he can hear you, so maybe. Yeah, people can hear you on Mumble, apparently. Or on Mumble, yeah, okay, never mind. That's not as helpful.
Yeah, it's the Twitch people that can't hear me, guys.
Great catch. So what will happen to Delve? What will happen to Aquarius? When Alexander the Great died, they asked, you know, who shall your empire go to? And he said, the strongest. That's what it's going to be for Delve and Aquarius. You know, people will be able to fight over it if they want to. We don't care. Some people ask about period basis. I believe DC will be holding on a period basis, but it's not something that we're going to feel like we have to defend. But we feel like pretty confident that the period basis is something that they can hold on to. And if they don't, they're getting plenty of new space on the other side as well. So it's not a concern. I'm excited for the move, but I should not have unpacked. Yeah. This is sort of new for a lot of us, especially those of us who spent a decade in Delve, basically. It's, we have adjusted to the new system. We've adapted and we're excited to like the opportunities that this will give us. It's refreshing, TBF. Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of people who are really happy with the move, and so I'm glad to hear that. I know some of you, like I can see some of you saying, "Hey, I don't want to move again." I get it. I totally get it. But it is what it is.
I'll take. There are quite a few questions about what happens to structure, and I'll try and take a bunch of those at once. So essentially, for all the regions we currently own that are not Delve and Quarry, the answer is nothing. All the existing infra we want to stay up rather than having it be pulled so that the people who are moving in can immediately be functional in the infrastructure and the structures of the previous inhabitants, right? Brave will take over a lot of our stuff. We have not worked out deals of like who is buying exactly what. This is why I said in chat there's a lot more detailed answer to this question for corp leadership, who all have structures that they're going to want to sell. But they'll be able to charge taxes and continue to make money back, and this will allow us to execute the move first before doing a lot of that organizational stuff. So really the only people laying down totally new info is the people moving into fully new space in the Southeast, which is largely us. And the Alliance will start to handle that, and we'll talk about it.
All right, I think I fixed the Twitch problem. But yeah, so basically we'll be leaving most of our infrastructure behind. We'll be putting down new stuff. And the same is true for other alliances that are moving around. Are we going to keep pushing and taking Sov? Ask a guy whose name I literally definitely cannot say. So not to future plans it, but I think it's clear we're here for action. We're here for fighting. I don't have any plans to move into another region right now. But that doesn't mean I don't have any plans to attack anything, right? Doesn't mean we don't have any plans to harass anything. It doesn't mean that we won't be doing stuff for fun in enemy space. It doesn't mean that, you know, Arcadius won't be out there every day. I'm going back to this Horde guy who's, wow, there's just so many options for fleets here. And that's what I want it to be. You know, there's a lot of options for fleets. We've got a lot of work ahead of us in the next week. And then we have a move to do, and we have, you know, infrastructure to lay down. So that's sort of a great time if the enemy wanted to counterattack while we're doing that. So we're going to be prepared for that. You know, we're going to be prepared for that. And then after we've done that kind of stuff, we're going to move forward. And what does move forward mean? It means move forward with our plans. It doesn't mean move forward into space. It just means our plans. Map counterclockwise. We have joked around that on Mac OS 10. Groot says, just to confirm, Gobbins is a Black Hand plant. Yeah, this is the second massive move in under a year that he's missed. Yeah, it's. I don't think that they really had any conception that we would be willing to move again, or that we were thinking about it. We've been watching Gobbins smug about, you know, Brave leaving Delve. He's going to try and make this a victory for him. But these guys are moving into a better space. They're moving into the ex-Imperial capital. Like, it's going to be a great move for them. They're very excited about it. Jinx is notifying his guys right now. The Vapor guys are talking. You know, a lot of Imperium alliances are meeting right now, talking about the future, talking about exciting stuff, talking about moving forward. And to me, like, I love the activity. I love the energy right now in our organization. Like, when the Beehive is humming and you have everyone working towards goals, you know, you don't have time for any petty, stupid stuff. You just have time. You're just working towards a goal. You're working to make something happen. Our guys have been super active. And so now we're moving that all the way down to the line member, who you guys are going to get a chance to be active now, even more than you have been. I do want to encourage you for the next week. I need you guys to put your backs into the oars. You know, we want to help our allies out. We want to deny any sort of narrative that the enemy can get as much as possible. There is no chance that we're going to get everything out of there. Like, that's not possible. That is not how even structures work. We're just going to do our best. We're going to make it as hard as possible for them. We're going to make it as easy as possible for allies. So that is the next week, is you guys putting your backs into the wars along with everyone in leadership. They're all going to be there with you. So I'm asking you to dig deep. That's why I'm saying Plex an account for a week. Use that thing. Get your cat alt Plex. Be on your cat alt. I want those guys logged in, ready to go. Even if you don't Plex it, that should be the one that's logged in. And then when we ping for it, you're undocked. You're ready to go in 1 minute. We haven't, we don't have like an exact map. We will get you guys that as far as where everyone is going, mostly nailed down, but there's a couple of little things that we're finishing. So we'll get you guys exactly where you're going, who's going where, all that kind of stuff. That'll be sent out once we have it totally nailed down. Will we be seeing more Keepstars over Fortizars in the new area? Okay, that's an interesting question. Keepstars are a nice strategic asset. You definitely want them to have a reserve of them. We have Keepstars to drop. And so I don't know how to answer that question, because I don't know what your expectations are, but you will be seeing some Keepstars and a lot more forts. Just how it works. Are we still pushing Sov at the moment, or consolidating for now? So we basically have all the Sov and Innsmouth at this point. I believe there might be one or two systems that are not done, but we will be getting down infrastructure in Innsmouth. Are we going to do Locust before we move? I do not know the answer to that. That's not a question I can answer you. Sorry.
No, we're not.
There you go.
We just did it right before we deployed, remember?
All right. Arya says, I have a ton of stuff in 1DQ still. Yeah, you have a week, Arya, to get it out. Everyone who has stuff that they left in 1DQ, I'll get it later. Now is later. You have 1 week and probably a little less time, actually, 1DQ. You want to get that stuff out as quickly as possible. We probably won't do a forum mail. That is basically blowing the horn of Gundor. And there is a lot of negatives to doing it in several ways. So it's probably not going to have a forum mail sent out. Dragon Zero says, how protected is the space versus NPC Nullsec? There is not a lot of NPC space in the new Imperium area. Very little, in fact.
There's still plenty of NPC null in range from us. It's not the drones. But with the combined coverage radius, please bring us your Redeemers. Guard bees are hungry.
We have a great video to send out as soon as this meeting is over, by the way. I'm excited. This and that. It's really good. Yeah, I love the memes. I love the guys looking forward to it. I know there's a lot of people who have questions, and I'm going to keep answering them for as long as I can. We do have a lot to do coming up, so I will only be able to answer until we need to get up into our next meeting. But yeah, Beehive's going to be crazy. Some people are linking the map of what you can hit, and it is nuts how much you can hit. Some people asked about like Scalding or Wicked. So we've been approaching some of the smaller alliances and corporations that hold space. And I want to talk about sort of carrot and stick here. We came in and said, hey, we need you guys to move out. Like, when we understand this sucks, like, we get it. Can we offer you some ISK, you know, as a nice, you know, payment for your space? Can we help you move? Can we give you some time? What can we do? And like, we understand it sucks, but we do need it. So how can we help? And just coming in like that, a lot of those people have communicated to the diplomatic team that, like, hey, this is a breath of fresh air. Like, and we're, because the previous people who talked to them came in all stick, no carrot, and we're coming in carrot, and seeing what we can do for them. So you will see some of that space being transferred over in the short term, especially in Scalding Pass, where we've talked to a lot of us. So expect to see some of that being under our banners sooner or later.
On that topic, the structure in Entosis policy is still the law. So if there are people to shoot that are not currently people to shoot and become that way, we will tell you. Otherwise, don't make our Diplos' lives harder than they already are. They do a lot of work.
Yeah, please, this is, don't think with your own brain in this one. Ulrich says, 221 systems in jump range of blops, and Bosha and Bob say, wow and damn. Indeed. Indeed. I understand the need for catalysts. However, can we please get the routes to the new home so we can move when nothing else is on? Yeah, Basic, we will have Sinos up. What I want to convey is I want to focus on the next week in Delve, in Quirius, and focusing on that. But yes, if you have a guy who is just a freighter alt or just an alt, yeah, you can start moving stuff. That is not going to be a problem. Palantine Keepstar in SeaTac J. That is definitely a possibility.
Gullible is also written on the skybox.
Yeah. Wonder how Gommons will spin this. I can already tell you. We drove Brave out of Delve. We won whatever structures they end up killing. It's equal to the structures that they lost because they didn't fight for them. That's going to be 100% the spin. We're not worried about that, guys. Do not care. Like, who cares what they spin? What matters is we are on their border, right? You cannot spin that. You cannot spin where we are. You can't spin where they are, right? They're across the gap from us. They're a bridge and a gate from us. Eventually, there'll be a joinage and a gate from us. You understand? So they're going to have to make decisions. It doesn't matter what he tells us, guys. We're now on his border. Goons are on their border, okay? If you were around or be in 2020, at the 1DQ T5ZI, like, you remember that fondly? Okay, we've just set ourselves up with that, you know, where we are on their border every day. You can go right in there, okay? That's going to be unspinnable.
And don't worry, Reddit Swarm is already on the job.
I bet they are. Doesn't that also mean they will be on our border and also behind us too? Asked Vontania. That is a great question. I love that question. Thank you for asking it. I absolutely believe that if your space is too safe, you get soft. I can name some groups that I think have gotten soft because they have lived too safe, too easily. I want you guys to have to worry about people coming through your space. I want you to have opportunities to hunt them down. I don't want you sitting in here in an Ishtar 24 hours a day doing nothing. You will get bored of Eve if you do that. I promise you. I mean, there are a couple of you who could mine for 10 years and never be tired of it. But most of you will get bored of Eve if you sit around and do nothing. There will be ships coming in. Yes, we need to do it better than they do it. If they do it better than us, they're winning, okay? Like, it's just that simple. We're putting ourselves in a situation that I know we're better at. All we have to do is prove it. Are we taking control over the Great Wildlands? So, I mean, I don't know how much you can control the Great Wildlands. There are already structures that we have in there, that allies have in there. I know Vapor has structures in there. So you can make the argument we've already done some of it. You know, that it's sort of a non-answer, but it's hard to answer that question. You can't just say, oh, we own the Great Wildlands because no one can own it. Sephiroth says, Asher's theory of maintaining alliance. Good times create bad times and soft men, so make hard men to avoid it. I mean, that is reductive, but you're really not that far off, Sephiroth. Like, yeah, that is sort of a reductive but true, like, basic answer. People are asking about other regions. We will get you guys the map, and I'll let you know. That'll be soon. Takeda says, Asher wants hard men confirmed. Exactly. About four people had that joke at the same time. People asking about, you know, 1DQ by Christmas, Ethereum Reach by Christmas, MJ by Christmas. Definitely future plans thing, but our path has been obvious for a long time, guys, and we're here, okay? We're here. We are on the border. We're going to have constant action. I am excited. A lot of you are excited. There's going to be, let me just tell you, when we left Delve, there were like 10% whiners. There are people who hate change. I actually am one of those people. I really don't like change that much in certain areas. And so I can be like this sometimes too, especially when it's a change that I don't have a ton of control over the situation. So I get it. When we left Delve, there were a lot of whiners. And when I say a lot, I mean 10%, 5%, something like that. And they were loud because when you're unhappy, you complain more than you say, I'm really happy. That's rare that you go, I'm really happy. But when you're unhappy, you do complain. And it's become very clear afterwards that it was the right decision. There were people in command in Ilum that were basically yelling at me, and you can ask them now and they're like, okay, we were wrong, mea culpa, right? I want you guys to know that some of your corp mates will be like, this sucks, this is stupid. It's gonna happen. Don't let that get you down. The people who are excited about this are going to be excited about this. People who are happy are already canned up. I'm glad you guys are happy. You're going to be more happy in a month, in 2 months, in 3 months. A lot of fun. And when I took over, I told you guys, I'm going to help you write your story. Oh, look at that. Jizzabob, great name. Jizzabob says it's a new chapter in the story. This is part of the story. It's very true. We are writing the next chapter in your story. All right, directors, you guys have anything that I have absolutely missed or you want to say or hit?
I just want to iterate on something. So I'm already getting PMs from people, so I'm going to say it. Like, there's zero reason to be panicking, rushing, planning, anything at the moment. Like, this is not, like, I think people are getting PTSD from the last move. This is not that at all. Like, this is going to be, like, a long-term project to repopulate the new space. There's nothing happening to the GZs anytime soon. All the structures you have in your corp, they're not going anywhere. There's plans for all that stuff, and it's going to take a long, long time. So really the focus right now is Delve, and like there's zero reason to be rushing to the new space and setting up or moving or taking gates unscouted, any of that crap. Like, there's zero stress in this. The move itself is going to be really easy. There's a keep start chain all the way there. We don't even need to guard a regional gate or anything. The JF route is even easier. Just, yeah, calm is like the big thing at the moment.
Yeah, someone record that and let just play Kunmi over and over explaining how calm this move is going to be. I'm really excited about the future. I'm hyped. You guys can hear it in my voice. Kunmi knows, like, I'm not the guy who does, you know, building capitals and moving stuff, and Kunmi is one of those guys, so he knows a lot better than I am. Like, the actual move part is going to be simple. We tried to make this as simple as possible for you. And it's just a direct chain. It's just jump to Sino whenever you're ready. Undock, jump to the next Sino whenever you're ready. That's all you got to do. So it will not be hard. You will have to pack, and then you'll move. Stuff that we're going to do that is going to be hard is over the next week, we're going to be in-delve inquiries, working very hard to oppress Horde at whatever they try to do. That's important to me. We're going to try our best to do that. We're rowing uphill. Like, I want to make it clear, we're rowing uphill. We're going to give it our best effort, and that's all I care about. Is as long as we are there, we make it as hard as possible for them. We help our allies as much as possible. Like, let's show our character, and I'm speaking specifically to goons here. Let's show our character in helping our allies and helping them get here. Once they're here, it's going to be a big sigh of relief from them. I've been talking to our allied executors who are moving. I've been talking to Jinx. Jinx is super excited about where he's going and about the future. He knows the plans. So I want to be the right kind of ally for those people. That's always important to me, is that you put more effort in for your friends, right? You show them who you are. So that's why I'm pushing so hard about be here for the next week. You can start moving now, but it doesn't matter. Like, just do it gradually. Do it when you have time. Take your time there.
The big important thing for right now is focus on your shit, your friend's shit, your friends you haven't talked to in a while's shit. Get everything out of Delve you ever want to see again. Worry about the stuff in our current space in a couple weeks. We're not going anywhere. You don't need to worry about it.
Pineapple Harley asked for a commitment that we won't be moving every 6 months for the next 4 years. And that's a fair question. Let's see what I want to say about that. Will we be relocating our stager? I have no plans to do that. I have no plans to relocate our stager. Will we be deploying to another Keepstar, you know, for offensive purposes, for anything like that? I certainly won't say we won't be doing that. But as far as your stager, right now, there is no future secret plans to be anywhere other than C-Tag J. Okay? So I hope that can settle you down. But that doesn't mean that in 2 or 3 months, we're going to have our death clones at C-Tag J. Okay? So I guess that's the difference. But I have no plans to move a stager forward other than C-Tag J. Sorry, a permanent stager. I guess I should be very clear there. So is the war officially over? Asked Jaekoon. So we have another week, a crazy week. And then I think we settle down into move and skirmish type of situation. We are not done. We have not finished with this one. The War of the Bruises is not concluded. But we're in sort of the backside of it, unless something changes. And remember, I just pointed out that this would be a good time for our enemies to counterattack, that we might be distracted, that things would be going on. So I don't know what will happen. I don't control them. When it comes to fights, I keep saying it takes 2 to tango, and it still does. And so they could marshal across that border right now. It is one gate for them into our space. It is one gate. They are stage one gate from us. We have to take a Titan Bridge. They literally can undock and warp to EFM, and they're in our new home. So it's very exciting, but we're living in a different world than, you know, when we were in Delve and we were far away from everything. But I was in Delve with you guys, and I remember, you know, messages, you know, something, I'm getting really bored, you know, or just people walking away from the game because they found something better to do. I don't want that to be your EVE experience. I want you guys to have fun. We weren't able to get to this moment. We couldn't go from Delve to here. That wasn't possible. When I took over, Delve to C-TAC-J was an impossibility. But we have got here. Everyone's putting in the effort. I'm talking about leadership. I'm talking about line. I'm talking about every person who contributed. And so now we're here. Now we finished the job. We go crazy the next week, we move, wrap things up, and then we move forward. And we will adjust as needed to anything else. I want to be really clear. We're not done. We're just ready. What about cash? Good question. Also another future plan thing, but it is not part of our goal right now. We'd be closing forts in Impasse and Scalding in the next week. No. There will be, like, outside of Delve and Quirius, no structures should be going down other than, you know, small structures that people might want to move. But, like, major structures will be staying up. Is CCP paying me? I've gotten this question a lot. I have no arrangement with CCP. I am just helpful to them naturally. Dungar Logoth says, great leadership, Asher. Thank you. As someone who came back to this game after a 7-year hiatus, I am loving the game again. I love that so much, Dungar. I love that so much. I really appreciate that. I am reading the softballs because it is nice for everyone to hear them, but that is, this game can get boring if you're not doing something, and it's on us to do it. So there's no, like, let me talk about my philosophy for this game. You've heard me talk about this before if you've been around a long time. But you guys, some of you guys know that I played a lot of League of Legends. I was a very good player at one point. And I don't remember a League of Legends game from 2 years ago. I can't recall a single one. I recall playing a bunch of them, but they weren't like, you know, there's no like great memory of a particular moment. It's like having a cookie, right? Like, it feels good at the time, but you're not like 10 years later, you're not like, hey, remember that great chocolate chip I had? That doesn't happen, right? It's in the stories. And that's what Eve requires. And for things to be memorable, there has to be sacrifice. There has to be effort. That's part of what makes the memory. If something is easy, if it's like you're just handed a cookie, you won't remember it. And so you're going to remember these moments. You're going to remember, hey, remember the War of the Ruses where they thought they killed our Keep Tar, but we tricked them. Then they were about to kill our fort, and we lit the Sino, and they all warped back, and we got the fort to anchor. And then they thought that we were going to put Brave next to them, but then we moved forward. Like, these are the memories that we're doing right now. And for the three of you who are talking about the greatest cookies you've ever had, I am losing my mind at you ruining my example. But this is the memories that you make, and the effort you put in now will be part of them. That's the difference about Eve, is that we can go and hang out in comms, and we have been hanging out in comms. And the next week, by the way, I'll be chilling with you guys on comms, and, you know, we can talk about the memories that we've had, the ones that we made. That doesn't happen in other games, and that is proportional to the effort you put in. It's important. Where will Brave live now? They will be living in our old space. So they will be moving into UALX. Standing Fleet is going to be much more active. This will be great. Yeah. Standing Fleet is going to be awesome. You know, Beehive is going to be awesome. There's going to be a lot of opportunities. It's going to be really fun. Black Ops, going to be awesome. And then just guys who want to go out, you know, you don't need to go through a wormhole anymore to get to enemy space. Just undock. Literally just undock and go. We don't have any policies like other groups where you're not allowed to send like a skirmish doctrine into enemy space. We don't have that, and we won't have that. So, you know, if you're a skirmish FC, you want to go and fight in enemy space, form a fleet and go. It's awesome. Do you need time to rebuild the fuel coffers? Yeah. All that stuff's going to happen, Dragon Zero. Like, logistically, there's a lot of concerns, and we've been talking about them for a long time. So we're prepared for them. It's going to take some work, but yeah. That's all part of it. That's the effort I'm talking about. Atrium says Arcadius is going to cost us even more risk. Fuck. Yeah. That's great. I love that. Atrium has to pay.
Rupture
it.
Doctrine coming soon. Thank
dude,
you.
Dude, ruptures are sick. I'm excited about those. Takeda says, Asher, I lost my socks. Could you get the Black Hand to tell me where I left it? The Black Hand does have that info. I will work on it.
Pretty sure they're in asset safety in Ermelin.
Yeah, probably. VFK by Xmas. Yeah, so we really have no designs on VFK, but I do love the future, like, you know, 6 years from now where we have circled the whole map counterclockwise. That is a funny idea. Can we introduce a Macario reimbursement program? No, Macario's are just not good, unfortunately. What about like regions adding and subtracting, Vatanya? It's going to be roughly the same, more or less. Have you prepared a postcard for goblins from our new home? I assure you, they have been listening. They will be having meetings right now. People want asking about regions. Guys, I will get you a map pretty soon. We are working out some final details on that.
People asked about upgrades too, and I don't have anything to share yet, other than it's going to be cracked as fuck.
Yeah, we have the,
they've
we have
made
the...
a lot of changes over the last year since Equinox came out, and we've like gradually adapted to them. People have been clamoring for like scanning upgrades and whatnot, and obviously we've been focused on steamrolling this deployment. So, but yeah, it's going to be great.
We have the upgrade map that we've been working on. It looks awesome. Like, it looks fantastic. So, Rorqual mining, someone asked about. Yeah, there will be a lot of Rorqual mining. The mining, by the way, is going to be crazy. Like, I've been looking at the mining sector, and I'm not taking any credit for this, by the way. Like, it's our stuff, but it'll be really, really good. How much ChatGPT do we use? None. Some like custom programs. I know Sniper Eagle has done a lot on that. He's made like grims for us that are really, like, really nice. That help us a lot with you know planning out the new space. So, yeah, you guys are gonna be really happy. You're really happy. What's gonna happen with the alliances with Inquirius? So yeah, we are leaving, and whatever happens happens. We don't have a claim on the area anymore. You know. People want to move in, they can move in, and that's good for them. And let them fight over it or do whatever they want with it. Yeah, Queries Fight Club back again. Exactly. All right, directors, have I missed anything important here? Oh, Big Bill says, when was the decision made to start taking this pathway towards Horde space? Yeah, so like I said, this has been the long-term goal since before leaving Delph. But the timeline was different than it's been. It was much more expanded. I think that a lot of experience when we have run into Horde and they have shown to be weaker than expected, they could have delayed us quite a bit, which I think would have benefited them more because I think that they have a natural advantage over us, basically just based on geography. So as far as making ISK and getting money, but they chose not to, and we are thankful for that. So thank you very much, Horde. Was it possible for them to delay us less? Yeah, I mean, there were about 3 fights, so I guess technically possible. I don't think the updated Affordable Care website was mentioned. I guess it has been now. Do we expect any more large-scale fights?
I can TLDR that real quick. There's a darkish mode. And you don't have to spam the IT ticket queue with, I can't remember what my password is anymore, because you can just click and log in with Geis.
Nice. All right. Do we expect any more large-scale fights, says Admiral Wheeler? So, you know, I don't know when those will happen, Admiral Wheeler, but I told you guys, we're not stopping until we get those, right? So it might not happen this week. But they will happen. I can't promise you. I can promise you an eventuality. But yes, we will get you them. We're not done. Like, I hope as for you is that we're not done. We're moving. We're here. Our stage are in the long term, but we're not sitting around and rork mining, crab quilling, and beaconing and adding. Like, that's not our future. Okay, we'll be doing those things, but it serves a purpose. And that purpose has been clear from the start. We are not done.
Somebody asked if we're going to have 2 keep stars in CJ. Yes, we will. If any of you were around in EU yesterday, we killed the shit out of a blue Aster house that a very industrious GSOL member dropped without knowing what was going on. That's why that happened yesterday.
Involves Aurelian says, Anshar, promise me this. First off, I'm not a freighter, but we're not stopping until Horde is in the graveyard. That's the promise he asked me to make. So I was there when a certain person promised a war of extermination, and that was, in my opinion, very foolish. So I'm not going to make a promise of a graveyard. I've promised you guys fights. That's what I promised. I promise you guys action. I promise you guys we're going to keep pushing, and I'm going to keep those promises.
I should like to point out that Asher doesn't even realize that an Anjar isn't a freighter. That's how little he uses them.
Oh. What is it?
It's a jump freighter.
Oh, come on. All right. Yeah, great.
At least he could find it if he had one ranger.
Yeah.
I located all three of mine earlier.
Ross, oh, boy. All right. Well, you guys will be really familiar with jump freighters in the next few weeks as we move. So I'll get familiar with them as well. All right, friends. I think we're wrapping up on the questions. This has been a lot to take in. There will be a lot of questions. I'm going to brief your corp CEOs. I'll be talking to the guys in Delve. It's an exciting future, and I am excited to be part of it with you. Keep telling our story. I keep talking about stories. I think in terms of stories, this is ours. We're going to do it together. Thank you guys so much for showing up. We're going to break now. Your cat alts, ready to fight, your skirmish. Get ready to have fun. Get ready for the future. I will see you all next week, but I'll actually see you all in the field very soon. Thank you for coming.